You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 43 and raining in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, the ever-growing feeling that Utah's magnificent ski resorts aren't for us anymore. Expansion and improvement projects are increasingly aimed at deep-pocket visitors.
For example, Powder Mountain just received a $100 million investment from its new majority owner, Netflix co-founder Reed Hastings. Snow Basin unveiled its latest investments in a heated cobblestone patio and high-speed chairlift. I caught local rider David Faircloth before taking the shuttle up Big Cottonwood, who expressed how the days of deciding to take a half day on a whim to ride are gone thanks to parking issues.
Actually, I want to go snowboarding today. It's like you got to plan it out ahead of time. You got to hope you get the reservation. And so it's becoming more complicated.
Faircloth said even resorts who offer reserved parking can be sold out well over a month in advance. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:31. Developing news on KSL. Police are looking for two suspects involved in an attempted carjacking. It led to a fiery crash in Salt Lake City this afternoon. West Valley police say this all started when a delivery driver stopped at an apartment complex at 40th South Redwood Road. That's when the suspect tried to steal the delivery truck. The driver stopped the suspects, who got into another car. The victims then followed them onto 201, but the suspects lost control of their car at the I-15 ramp. The car rolled and caught fire. Two of the suspects fled. Police were able to take one suspect into custody. With all the excitement about luring a Major League Baseball team, the Salt Lake City School District is saying, hang on here. They're worried that the schools will get gypped out of desperately needed tax revenue.
State lawmakers recently approved a bill that revitalizes parts of the city's west side and provides $900 million in bonds to build a Major League Baseball stadium. But the school district is concerned that stadium developers would be offered a property tax rebate in the hopes that the stadium would make the land more valuable. Jason Gardner with the Utah State Tax Commission says the proposed development would not happen without the incentive.
That area has been a low development area for a number of years and hasn't improved in value for a significant period of time.
Education officials claim any money diverted for a stadium could pay for enhancing teacher salaries, hiring new teachers, and repairing and remodeling buildings. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:32. College students here in Utah can now get their bachelor's degree in just 3 years. Utah's System of Higher Ed Commissioner Jeffrey Landward tells David Dujanovic this idea stems from the belief that a degree requires competency, not time.
We just wanted to create an area within our schools to say, let's start thinking through this in a different way. Let's be a little more innovative. Let's give these schools the ability to develop bachelor's degrees that could be done in less than 120 hours.
Landward says they'll shave off that extra year by no longer requiring elective classes and just focusing on generals and classes within your area of study. If you dream of sending your kid to Yale, you also might want to dream of a Brinks truck full of money. We have some new numbers this afternoon from some top-rated schools.
Getting a diploma from Boston University, Tufts, Wellesley, or Yale could set you back more than $350,000. That's 4 years of tuition, school fees, and room and board. Annual costs at those sought-after schools, all of them in New England, have been ticking up for some time. But this academic year, they finally passed the $90,000 mark. Costs at many other schools for the 2024-25 academic year have not yet been released. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Former President Trump's lawyers are using a First Amendment defense in his election interference case. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the attorneys arguing today in Georgia that Mr. Trump's comments calling into question the 2020 election results are a protected form of political speech.
Statements, comments, speech, expressive conduct that deals with campaigning or elections has always been found to be at the zenith of protected speech.
But prosecutors say that the former president's statements aren't protected because they were used in criminal activity. A 22-year-old man in Illinois is facing murder and attempted murder charges for yesterday's frenzied stabbing rampage that gripped the city of Rockford. Mayor Tom McNamara says it's a challenging time for the community, who had already experienced a fatal stabbing of a Walmart worker earlier in the week.
It's pretty difficult to even know where to begin to describe what's taking place. Our community has experienced such unthinkable tragedies this week.
Police say the suspect killed a 23-year-old man and a 63-year-old woman before breaking into several homes and killing two other victims, including a 15-year-old girl and a mailman. He also injured seven others, one of them critically. The April 8th solar eclipse is taking on a special significance in Seymour, Indiana. Seymour is right in the middle of the path of totality. Melissa Capps has already noticed how many out-of-towners have arrived ahead of the cosmic event.
The schools are closing. The factories are shutting down. There's holidays. I mean, like, it's a holiday. It's on their calendar from last year. Like, we've been planning this for a year now.
Business owners in the town, which is an hour south of Indianapolis, are calling this day of darkness a bright spot for them. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalais, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, we turn to Ricky Meese. What's going on?
A couple of new crashes. One in Utah County, southbound I-15 prior to University Avenue in Provo on the shoulder. And then an accident southbound on the west belt of I-215 at 700 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minutes on the way next. Stay right here.